Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, tis the season to be in shape. Tonight, we have my guest, Nikki Haskell, is joining me with her new product, the Star Cruncher. But before Nikki joins me, we have a really great guest, a young actress from the movie Last Vermont Christmas, which is on the Hallmark Channel. Samara will be joining me in just a moment. We're just tweeting right now, so if you want to join the conversation, tweet me at Max Tucci on Twitter and follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. So now, Max and Friends, welcome to the holiday season. Like, I don't know when this happened. It's just kind of, it's here. It's with us. It's now. And I'm sure you're at a bunch of parties eating your way through and drinking your way through the holiday season. So Star Crunch is going to be something you want because it's a gym in a bag. And our divine Nikki Haskell is going to be with us in a moment talking about it and how you can get it on Amazon Prime. But you know, there's nothing better than holiday music. And we're going to play some here tonight on Max and Friends. My mom is in the studio too. We're actually live in the studio tonight in LA. And it was funny because I was like, are we doing this show live? I just pre-recorded a show for New Year's because I'm going to be away, and it's with Nandaji, so you definitely want to tune in the 30th of December. We're talking about awakening the emperor and empress inside of us and really just releasing and going with the flow and attaching your joy and really just developing what it is that brings you joy and using it in the new year. So we're going to talk about that on the 30th of December for New Year's. Tonight, we've got some fun people. Samara's here, Nikki Haskell's here. And I've got to remind you to tune in to Polished Woman tomorrow on LA Talk Radio at 1 o'clock. It's a live stream show with Jessica Bunavach. But right now, here on Max and Friends, I'm going to welcome my guest because she's in New York right now. And she's got to go to school tomorrow. So we're going to have her right here on the top of the show, and then we'll talk about more what's going on in my life right now. But welcome, Samara, to Max and Friends. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so grateful that you're here tonight.
Same.
So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Samara Conley. I am 11 years old, and I live in New York. And yeah.
I love that you live in New York. And so you're an actress, you're a singer, you're a dancer. What do you like more, acting, singing, dancing?
Well, I love acting most because I have a passion, but I do have a passion for singing. I love acting because I get to perform a variety of roles and I love to inspire other people.
You know, and you're my kind of guest, inspiring people. So now you're in a new movie called Last Vermont Christmas. How did you get that?
So I saw a breakdown on Actors Access and I asked my parents to submit me because I was really interested in the role of Ivy. I was invited to audition by Heidi Ickland, the cast director.
Wow. And so how was it working on Last Vermont Christmas?
Working on Last Vermont Christmas was a whole lot of fun and very rewarding. The cast and crew were so amazing, and it was just a really good time.
You know, I got to tell you, I love that you're 11 years old, and you are like, you're appreciative and grateful, and I promise you that that will bring you so far in your career. So now you're a young actress. This is going to on Hallmark, which is so much fun, a great channel, because they really have quality shows where the whole family can watch. So how long did you spend on set for Last Vermont Christmas?
I spent an initial 3 weeks on set, followed by post-production for sound.
Wow. How was it to miss school? Fun? So
yeah, well, I had a tutor on set, so it was actually kind of cool.
Isn't it fun to have a tutor on set?
Yeah.
So now, where did you shoot? Was it in Vermont? Where did you shoot the movie?
We shot it in Rhinebeck, New York, and Kingston, New York.
Oh, so literally almost in your backyard because you're a New Yorker, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what was your favorite part about working on Last Vermont Christmas?
My favorite part about working on Last Vermont Christmas is that I got to meet a lot of very wonderful and talented people.
Can you name some of them? Your co-stars. Your co-stars.
Yeah. Aaron Cahill. Mm-hmm. Justin Brumming. Catherine Corcoran.
Awesome.
And yeah.
So it was fun meeting all these people, right?
Yeah, very fun.
So what was your favorite moment working on the movie?
Okay, so this is actually kind of funny. My favorite moment working on the movie was right before filming the Christmas tree farm scene. Mm-hmm. The director, David Jackson, asked if I've ever cut down a Christmas tree. I paused and I said, no, I am Jewish. Everyone had a really funny laugh. It was great.
I love it. No, I'm Jewish. So you light the menorah, right?
Yeah.
That is so funny. So what do you think people like most about your character, Ivy?
I think most people like Ivy because she's loving and nice. She also has a great bond with her mom, played by Aaron Cahill, and Nash, played by Justin Brumming.
Wow. Now, were there other kids in the movie besides you?
There were no other children in the movie except for a few background actors and Kinsey Bowen, who was photographed for young Ivy.
Wow. So you're like, you're the main child role. You're the star.
Yeah.
How fabulous. So do you really love acting?
Yes.
I can imagine so. And you know what? You have such a beautiful personality. I can just feel it over the radio. And I think you're so wonderful. What's next for your career?
So there's this pilot. Mm-hmm. It's called How Am I Doing? And I'm one of the leads. And it's going to be shooting in the springtime, and I'm really, really happy.
Wow. Well, I'm so happy that you're here. I don't want to keep you up because I know it's like 11 o'clock in New York and you have school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you going to school tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to school tomorrow.
All right, great. Well, you know what? You can tell all your friends that they can catch this interview at latalkradio.com/Max. I will put it on Instagram because I follow you on Instagram and you follow me, so I'll put it up there. And all your friends can tune in and hear your interview.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Did you have fun?
Yes, definitely.
Great. Well, I'm glad you joined us here tonight at Max and Friends, and I look forward to watching Last Vermont Christmas. So for everyone who's tuning in, check your local listings for the Hallmark Channel, and there you can catch Samara as your Ivy on the Last Vermont Christmas. Have a beautiful night, sleep well, and have a really good day at school tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and
Friends. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. I just love that little spirit, Samara, on the movie The Last Vermont Christmas. We had to get her in and out of the show because tomorrow she's got to go to school. So I'm glad you're all tuning in here tonight. And we're going to have fun because, you know what, the one and only Nikki Haskell, she is back in the studio with us tonight. She's already got her Facebook Live going. She's got her product here, Star Cruncher. Nikki, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Pull that mic closer to your beautiful face. There you go.
Better, huh?
Better. I can hear you better. Happy Hanukkah. It's over now.
I don't know. You know, I celebrate all gift-giving holidays.
Right, me too.
So whatever it is, Hanukkah, Christmas, I'm a happy
Well, speaking camp. Of gift-giving.
I didn't get any Hanukkah presents.
You know what?
But you, I got a lot of Christmas presents.
You are my present because you've got a gift in that bag for everyone who's going through. So, you know, we're eating our way and drinking our way through the holidays. You are the fitness guru for, everyone knows you for years as being
That's
the fitness
right.
guru.
20 years I was in the 20
years.
Business.
And now you've got the gym in the bag.
Right. Star Cruncher. It's great.
I love that you're here. You're promoting it. Tell us about it and how we can get it.
Well, originally I came up with the Star Cruncher in the dance floor of Studio 54. Mm-hmm. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could come up with something that I could dance with and have a great time and not have to go to the gym because I really don't like going to the gym. So this is the Star Cruncher.
For those, when Nikki says this is the Star Cruncher,
I'm going to describe it.
Tell them on your, what is your Facebook page so they can watch it?
At Nikki Haskell.
Okay. So those of you who are tuning in, look, they're giving you hearts and wave to all your Facebook friends. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, you can call us if you want to talk to Nikki at 323. No, what's the number here? Yeah, 323-203-0815 is the number to the studio. 323-203-0815. Tell us about Star Cruncher by Nikki Haskell.
So the Star Cruncher is a belt that goes around your waist and has hooks on the side, and it has extension cords that it's got four cords.
So they're like tension cords.
Yes, they're they're elastic, high elastic stretches, so that you can work your upper body, your lower body, and they have cuffs. And you put your hands through the cuffs.
So
and
easy.
You stretch out.
And you're
this
toning
way.
Yourself.
Yes. And you can do your upper body. You can do your legs. You can do it lying down. You can do it standing up. You can
it's
do
like
it
sex.
It's a sexy piece. I'll tell you, the funniest thing is I took it to a party one time where I had a lot of my gay friends were there. And they had it around their neck. They had it around their arms. They were having just the best time. I don't know what kind of exercise they were getting out of it, but they were having a terrific time.
I love it. Well, you know, the holidays are here. People are like, you know, this is limited edition, by the way, right?
It's a limited edition. This particular was designed by famous artist Leroy Neiman.
Okay.
And it comes with a pamphlet that shows you all the different things that you can do with the Star Cruncher.
Now, how do we get the Star Cruncher?
Amazon Prime.
You're on Amazon Prime with it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So you can do it with it's time against tension. It's sort of a Pilates in a bag.
Wow, and Pilates in a bag.
And it comes with my booklet that has, you know, I had a number one selling book called The Star Diet. Mm-hmm. And it has all the diets and all the diet information and how to work out and how to, you know, have a good time. And it's got diet controls. It's got recipes. It's got everything. It's even got all my little recipes. The Nikki Cool is a cucumber salad.
That sounds
good. Mamma Mia authentic Mexican salsa. We've got everything in here.
And you also have a drink named after you too, the Nicotini.
Well, yes, the Nicotini is a. It's not exactly a diet and health. It's a.
But the reason why can drink it is because you can have the Star Cruncher.
That's right. But the obesity crisis in the United States is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
When I first started, it was one out of every five were overweight, and now it's one out of every two. Mm-hmm. And more children are being born today with diabetes, and because the parents are eating wrong, and it's all in the genes, and it's be the first time that older people are going to outlive younger people. So you got to get it together there. 2019's got exercise written all over it. And I use this every day. I go down to the gym, and I put it on, and I do my upper body. I do my lower body. I do weights with it. I do the whole thing. I give it about a 20-minute workout, and I'm out of there. And you feel so great. And plus, I had back surgery, and this has helped my back and my shoulder. I mean, it couldn't be better.
Stretching.
It's all about stretching. People are over high-impact aerobics. People, we were not made to be jumping up and down.
No.
Bones are fragile. Mm-hmm. And the longer you do these high-impact or all these running or things like that.
Oh, you forget your knees. You shoot them out.
Your knees, your hips.
Yeah.
Sports medicine was started because of all these people running their asses
off. Sports medicine.
You know, because of the fact that they're, you know. Body was not made to do that. This is all stretching. It's great, and it gives you as you get older, you lose your balance. Mm-hmm. This is really great for that. And if God forbid you have an accident, you can do this in your wheelchair. You can do it in a chair. You can do it on a bed. Mm-hmm. You can do it anywhere. You can work your whole upper body. What I do is after I finish working out, you know, I'm not a very big worker outer. I walk for about 15 minutes with the Star Cruncher on, because if you walk, you're not working your upper body. This way you get a little upper body working.
You're just incorporating it all together.
It looks great. I'm in really good shape.
And you dance, too.
And I like to dance. We should have gone dancing last night. I know. It's my favorite.
Last night I flew in. It was like so exhausting. By the time I got into bed, I was probably thinking, Nikki's out dancing.
I didn't go dancing last night.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I usually go.
That makes me feel better.
I usually go to Giorgio's on Saturday.
Giorgio's is a lot of fun.
I love it.
All right. We're going to play. Well, let's play some music real quick. Okay. And then we're going to come back because let's get people in the Christmas mood.
And I'm going to actually do my dance exercise workout video at Giorgio's. And I have music that's going on iTunes.
Okay.
That's written for the Star Cruncher called
awesome.
Star Cruncher. Dance with the Star Cruncher.
Dance with the Star Cruncher. Boom, 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 boom. This is a lot of fun. This is Earth the Kid.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Jim promised me a sable coat just for a little kiss,
a diamond ring and motorboat just for a little kiss. He said, I'll buy out the stores. Everything I have is yours. I will be your Santa Claus just for a little kiss. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. My little Jimmy is mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I didn't want to be bad. Jack promised me a ruby clip just for a tiny squeeze, a wardrobe plus a Paris trip just for a tiny squeeze. He said, dear, be nice to me, and on Christmas Day you'll see presents round your Christmas tree just for a tiny squeeze. But I'm getting nothing for Christmas. My little Jackie is mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I didn't want bad. So take my advice, I think you should. It's good to be good, but not too good, or you'll get nothing for Christmas.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Eartha Kitt, Nothing for Christmas. Nikki, you didn't get anything from it. I'm going to give you a good Christmas present
this year. I must say, I'm sort of semi-cleaning up for Christmas. I've gotten a lot of good
presents. Good. So,
nothing over the top.
So you're making up for it. Yeah. So but, what's been going on? You've been in photo shoots. You've been creating. You were like nonstop. I was talking earlier to Rolanda. Rolanda Watts, we were having dinner. We had like an early dinner tonight, and I was saying how you created Star Crunch. She's like, Nikki's amazing. She's always doing something.
Yes, and now, you know, of course, you know, my old television shows, the Nikki Haskell
show,
my vintage shows, are now up on Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. and we're putting up two more seasons, so we're putting up almost three more seasons, 30 new shows. Mm-hmm. I found some just fabulous footage.
Now, when you say vintage shows, you know, it's funny that you say vintage because they're even more relevant today.
They
because
are. But they were shot, oh, you know, they were shot. The show went on the air in 1979. Mm-hmm. The first thing we shot was Studio 54. Mm-hmm. I was the first person ever to have a TV show from there.
Right, and
I was
a camera.
The first person to have a TV show, period.
Yeah.
And of course,
so tell us about that, because, you know, everyone wants a TV show now. I mean, you were back in 1979. You had the cameras. You had...
I want a TV show.
How did you
now.
Do it then?
Well, it was a fluke. And mm-hmm. I ended up shooting it, hosting it, producing it, getting the advertising, and putting it on the air.
And spending money.
And, you know, I got everything for free. Airplane tickets, mm-hmm. clothes, trips. But we never made any money.
Okay. But did you enjoy doing it?
But I had the best time you ever. See. Dancing in Carnival at Rio.
That out of all the people, how many people do you think you've interviewed with the Nikki Haskell
close
show?
To 3,000.
Which is the most memorable?
Well, you know, I was the first person to ever interview Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, I did all the Trump Tower opening, the groundbreaking, and all of that.
Right.
So, of course, I always loved interviewing Donald. In mm-hmm. fact, I'm going down to Washington right after the first of the year. I'm going to interview Donald for a 4-part special that I'm doing for Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about that. You know, I mean, one of my absolute favorite people that I ever interview is Madame Marcos. I mm-hmm. was absolutely crazy about her. We became fast friends when I went to the Philippines for the film mm-hmm. festival, and I was the only person that she ever let interview her, and I interviewed her quite often. I was in the Philippines 3 times with her. Mm-hmm. She was fabulous. She mm-hmm. would, we'd be at a cocktail party, and she'd be wearing a red dress, and we'd go to another event. She would get in her car, and I would get in my car. And when we got there, she had a different dress on. She changed in the car.
That's the way to do it.
My kind of girl.
Right?
She was great. And I loved interviewing Andy Warhol.
Yeah. Now, are those shows up?
Yeah, they're all up.
All of those are up.
Yeah, they're all up.
So what are the new shows that you're putting up?
The new shows are old, are all
right,
vintage
but who
shows.
Are the people that are coming up?
There's actually an interview with Clive Davis.
Oh,
and
cool.
Andy Williams. Wow. And... who else did I see on there? Leroy Neiman and I did a bunch of speeches and just tons of footage.
And you own all the footage. That's the biggest secret, right?
And I just, see, the problem is I have the really worst filing system. So it'll say Studio 54 on the outside, and you open it up, and it'll say Rio de Janeiro, and you put it in, and it's the Cannes Film Festival. So everything is sort of like, every time you find something, it's like, wow, this is what this is, you know?
That's
the problem
fun.
Is the equipment is so obsolete that I don't have a machine. And plus, you have to look at it and transfer it at the same time. They have to be digitized. Mm-hmm. They have to have all the commercials taken out of it. And they have to be closed captioned.
Right.
So it's an expensive project.
It is. Well, you know what? We're going to play some more holiday music, because when we come back, we really have to talk about fitness and how, you know, because tonight, like, this is it. These
this
are like the
it.
Last couple of weeks of the holidays. And
people have been stuffing their faces.
Girl.
I mean, even in my book, I wrote How to Survive a Cocktail Party.
How? Well, buy the book.
No, but it's the cocktail party is the hardest thing. You know, you go there and you eat everything.
And you nibble on all that stuff.
And everything that's bread or whatever. Right. The trick is, don't stand next to the buffet.
Right.
Eat before you go. Eat some carrots or something.
Right.
Because when you get there, you're so ravenous.
Right,
you
of course.
Eat everything. And try to only eat dietetic things off of the buffet or off of the
right.
hors d'oeuvres.
Right. And stay away from the kitchen door when those pasta hors d'oeuvres come out.
Don't you hate it when you see like the pigs in a blanket, and as they come out, they sort of go, and you chase the waiter around, and by the time you catch them,
they're all gone. Happy holidays, right?
Happy
jingle bell. Let's play Happy Holidays.
Happy Bing holidays.
Stay tuned to Max and Friends.
Happy holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if dinners are wearing thin, pack your load down the road, come to Holiday Inn.
Ellie Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. We're live here in the studio tonight in Los Angeles. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Join us on the show, 323-203-0815. If I don't answer because I missed the line, but no, they're open. Nikki Haskell's joining me tonight, and my mom is in the studio too. We're going to pull her mic up. Nikki's getting a phone call right now. I love it, in the middle of an interview, and she declined the call. So, hi, Mother. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Max.
I'm glad you're here with us tonight.
Mother's fabulous.
Isn't she fun?
It's so nice finally meeting Nikki. I've heard so much about her.
Yeah, and me meeting you too. I've heard so much about you. Yeah.
You see, and now we're all here in the studio wishing everyone a happy holiday.
It's great.
No, you know, it doesn't feel, honestly, to me, it doesn't feel like the holidays yet. I don't know why. I just feel like it's like not the holidays.
But you know something? When I was in New York, it didn't really, even though the trees were up and everything was happening, because, you know, driving around in L.A., if you put on the radio, all they do is play Christmas carols. So you get sort of, and if you go to the Beverly Hills Hotel, it's all lit up. It looks so beautiful and everything. You know, you have sort of, you know when you feel like you're in the holidays when you either get drunk, overeat, or spend too much money on presents? Then you figure it out.
Then you know. Does it feel like the holidays for you, Mom?
Well, actually, looking at the hills in L.A., especially around where you live, and all the homes are lit up in the hills.
Yeah, they're pretty. Isn't it?
It is
great.
So beautiful. It is so breathtaking.
In Florida, because I live majority of the time in Florida, for those of you who know me, and there's a road called A1A, and it's closed this year because they're doing construction. And that's really, I think, when I drive home, those are all the homes that do the decorations. And this year, I've missed that.
I do too.
Right? So for me, like, that kicks off the holiday season. But also kicking off the holiday season are holiday parties. And honestly, this year, I've declined so many
of
them.
Not me. I'm going to more.
I love how you go to so many parties. But, you know, I'm just like,
Why not?
I went to one.
One? That was
one. And that really, I'm here, I'm there, I'm traveling. And also, my house is in the middle of construction, so I don't have my own tree up this year. And
I decorated the lobby of my building. My girlfriend sent me this fabulous tree, but I'm only here for a few days because I'm going to Miami. So I didn't like the way they were decorating the building. So I said to the manager, who I just adore, I said, could I help you this year? I took over put the garlands up, put the tree up, you know, changed everything around. So it feels it's a little homemade looking.
That's fun. But you're going to Laguna, Mom. Are you going to do Christmas in Laguna?
Absolutely.
How many trees are you putting up?
Well, possibly three.
Really? You haven't put them up yet?
Well,
I just got here.
I would have had them sent ahead.
You know, my sister did. She has a home in Connecticut, and she sent me pictures. Her property manager in the house set up like all of these Christmas trees.
I love that. I think it's fabulous.
They're going home to like Christmas. Martha Stewart, I think, put up like 38 trees in her house or something. I love it. I think it's great.
But, you know, it's so interesting because years ago they used to have the Night of 100 Trees.
Right.
When I lived at the Sierra Towers. This particular year I bought the Rosanna Barr tree.
Okay.
And it was really quite gorgeous. It was, the whole top of the tree was red roses with gold leaves in between it with black balls and things. I had it all. I mean, I did that for about 5 years. That cost me about $1,000 a year to put the tree up. Then I scaled down to a much smaller tree.
Right.
That just so you sort of like just put together and got the same effect, got the same amount of
you
presents.
See? Well, you know, I have a tree in Colorado because I'm going to be spending Christmas in Colorado, which is my favorite thing. I do it every year.
Right.
I love the snow. I love a white Christmas. There's something really magical about it. And I have the house is a mid-century home built in 1971, and I have a beautiful white Christmas tree. It's not very tall, but my Aunt Mary over the years had got us into those gold ornaments.
I love that.
Right from the Franklin Mint collection or something.
Oh, cool.
So I have all these gold ornaments. And then now for like the last 3 years, my buddy Whoopi Goldberg sends me a Christmas ornament every year. So this year I get a little package in the mail, and every year they're different. And this year it's a cute little Christmas tree, 2018. So I think really when I'm going to start celebrating Christmas is when I get to Colorado. But
wow. Yeah. See, now you're making me feel bad because I've been here for a week. I could have gotten it all organized, but I'm leaving the 19th for Miami and I won't be back till the 28th.
My secret for my Christmas tree in Colorado is I leave it the way it is, and I just put it in a closet, and then I take it out.
I have a friend of mine that just puts it behind a drape, and then just takes the drape out. And
no, then... oh my God, yes, but my
go close to the mic.
My friend Mary
Peverini.
Peverini, when they were building their house, I went to see her in Greenwich, and she says, "I have to show you something." And
no,
I go,
"Now
what is this?" So she says, "Close your eyes." She opens up the door, presses a button, and all of a sudden, this Christmas tree
comes out of the closet.
Comes out of the closet.
Lights and everything.
Decorated with the lights and everything.
Yeah, that's what I have. My girlfriend sent me one. It's supposed to have white lights and drink. I couldn't. Right. I like them both. I would have, because this has got a special.
Right, remote.
Yeah, so one day I would have white lights and one day
oh,
I would
you
have
had like the LED
lights.
Version
I
mean,
I
of them.
I could do the whole thing. At the moment, I have no lights.
You got to change that. But the lobby has lights.
The lobby has
lights. The lobby has lights.
And I bought a lot of these little Christmas trees that glow in the dark. Don't ask.
All right. Well, what I'm going to ask is, what do the holidays mean to you? Because there's people listening tonight. They are just over them. And they really, Christmas isn't even here yet. But what does the holiday mean to you, Nikki?
You know, I'm a person that really likes loving being with my friends and celebrating the holidays. And there's something so special about Christmas, whether you're Jewish or whatever it is. It's really the power of being together with people that you care for. I'll use any opportunity I have to be happy.
Yeah.
That makes you feel good. I went to the Hilton's Christmas party this year. They have the carolers, tons of caviar, I may add.
Carols and caviar,
carols
that's my kind
caviar.
Of party.
So they had 1 kilo. I took a lot of it, and then I sort of walked around and came back, and I took a lot of it again. And then I came around again, and there was Candy Spelling. And I go, oh, I beat you in the best places in front of the caviar. So I know that single-handedly I ate at least
1 kilo.
Least, there were 4 kilos.
Oh, we would have been all over that table. But what does the holiday mean to you, Mom?
I don't know. Happy memories.
Yes.
Brings back a lot of wonderful, happy memories, especially with my parents. And my dad always put the lights on the tree, bless his heart.
Do you remember your first Christmas?
Yes, I do.
Where was it?
In Germany after the war. And I must have been about 4 or 5 years old. And I never knew what Christmas was until then. And we left a midnight mass, and I remember the snow crunching under my feet and the beautiful music and the trees.
How old were you?
I was about 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was our first Christmas. And my mother had made me a rag doll, because obviously living in a displaced persons camp, you didn't have luxury at all. And it was my favorite toy. My first toy, actually, that little rag doll, I will never, ever forget that.
You see? Well, clearly you
remember. So those are the memories. And
you're,
you know,
right. When I think about it, I mean, I can really think back to, it had to be one of my very first Christmases when I lived in Chicago when I was a little girl and my father put up the Christmas tree and everything. I thought it was, but the funniest thing is I remember my father gave my mother a diamond watch for Christmas. And she looked at it and she said, oh, this is too expensive. I can't accept it. And she gave it back to him. It really upset him. I never did that. Anytime somebody gave me a diamond watch, I said, thank you, darling. And I took it.
I agree with you, Nikki.
Yeah, well, I don't know what she
Piaget,
was.
Piaget, Cartier.
Guess what? She never got another watch again.
You see, she ruined it for the rest of the Christmases.
Not for me, though. I always got what I wanted.
You did. Well, you know, do you remember, like, okay, Dean Martin sang Jingle Bells. Have you heard this remix of it? Have you heard the
yes.
All right, I'm going to play it here right now. Let's get into the holiday mood. We've got like 20 more minutes, not here, like 15 more minutes to jibber jabber and just have fun. We'll talk about, I promise we're going to talk about getting fit for the holiday season. But I got to play some Christmas music. I love you all for tuning in. Let's play Jingle Bells. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Dean Martin, Jingle Bells, the remix. Nikki Haskell's in the studio with my mama, Gina Tucci's here. And Star Cruncher by Nikki Haskell, the
Star
limited
Cruncher.
Edition Amazon Prime.
So excited. It's $49.
I love it. I love that you're excited. Like, I love that you're producing stuff.
You know, it's... I'm not happy unless I'm involved in a project.
I know.
And this has been a great project for me because it's been an ongoing project. Mm-hmm. And now that we've got the dansation with the music going up, because mm-hmm. originally when I wanted to do this, I was going to do like an homage to Studio 54, mm-hmm. and they wanted $125,000 for the music and 19 cents a DVD. I thought, wait a second here. I think this is a little over the top.
Right.
So my partner and I, my writing partner, because mm-hmm. I wrote a musical with him, said, let's write songs for the Star Cruncher.
Okay.
So we wrote four songs, and we just had them remastered by Aftermaster, which is a phenomenal facility,
mm-hmm.
and so they were going to be going up on iTunes.
I love it.
Isn't that cute?
But now, okay, so $49, and basically it's all you need.
I'll tell you something. I am so insane about my own product. I get up in the morning, I put it on.
I see you doing the videos.
I do my videos. I go down to the gym in the morning, you know, just to get a little stretch. The truth of the matter is, as you get older, the worst thing that you can do is fall down.
Yeah.
And everybody is...
My mom took a spill. We were in Palm Beach. It was raining on the marble sidewalks, nonetheless. But then you went to the stretching thing, right?
I went to the stretching thing. And, you know, I have to tell you, I think your product is a very good product because you can control how much you want to stretch. And I think that's very important, especially I'm 75 years old, and I'm not really very athletic.
Well, I'm older than you. I'm 77.
Well, God bless us.
I'm younger than both of you.
Younger than springtime.
But you know, the only exercise I really do is my aquatoning in the pool, and I go like twice a day. And
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, you can use a Star Cruncher in the pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you see?
Anyway, what I want to say is that I think seeing the product for the first time and going through this stretch session, which I had, and
you would use a Star Cruncher over the stretch session.
I would use that because it's too much.
When you stop.
See, one of the problems is, like, for instance, with Pilates, I'm not knocking anybody else's machine. I have a tendency to overdo it. So the better you get, the better chance you have of hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. With the Star Cruncher, it's very interesting. It's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, this is so easy. And you just do the whole thing. And when you finish, you go, oh, my God, I can really
feel
it.
You feel the tone.
And you feel like a tingling sensation. When you work out with these other things, you end up hurting yourself because you do it too hard. And of course, the trainer always pushes you a little harder
I was running on the treadmill. I love the treadmill. You could put me on a treadmill. I could run for an hour. I went to get acupuncture. Dr. Ronnie, I got to have Dr. Ronnie back on. And then he goes, oh, your knees, you've been running. He goes, oh, no, I said, Dr. Rodney.
That's it.
He's like, no. He's like, you got to, like, take care of them.
I'm telling you the truth. You
and
can't.
Stretching.
Stretching is the best. And the problem is, as we get older, our balance goes.
Yeah.
And this unique way of doing it, like, for instance, when you're doing your leg rises, it keeps you inside the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fall out of it. So your balance, your whole center of gravity, mm-hmm. your core gets stronger,
mm-hmm.
and it almost refocuses you. One of the reasons that people fall down so much is that they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
They're not focusing. They're not looking down. They're not, you know, I mean, I can't tell you. And the worst problem is people fall down at night when they go to the bathroom, when they get up in the middle
of
the night. My friend fell down, hit her face on the floor for 3.5 hours.
You see?
I mean, you have to be so careful.
You have to be careful.
You can't be cavalier. You know, when you were a kid, you fell down, you got up, you were fine. But as you get older...
My mother fell. We had to call the paramedic to get her up. But you know what? We have to play some more Christmas music. I love that you both are in the studio with me tonight.
It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, you know what? And we're just having a good time, and it's just fun here on Max and Friends. But right now, do they know it's Christmas? We'll be right back on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I don't know what this song is, but this is the weirdest intro ever. 5, 6, 7, 8. This is like the longest intro, and they do know it's Christmas. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Max and Friends. Enjoy this weird mix that they give me. All right, you know what? My mom says I think we should talk.
Yeah, let's forget this song.
Forget this song. Let's go into this one. I do have to play one right now, though, but we'll be right back.
Well, you're the dasher, dancer, prancer, vixen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Talking about Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose.
So I heard. They say if you ever saw it, you would even say it grows.
Like a hot rash. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Rudolph the red nose.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Just play this underneath us and really talk about the Christmas holiday. There we go. Better.
Sounds
right?
Good to me.
Sounds good? Can you hear? We can hear everyone talking, right? All right. There you go.
So my friend Della Runick, who lives in Greece, just came in and said that she's watching us.
Hey, in Greece.
Hey, Della.
Hey, Greece. Tikanis. Mom, what's your Greek song? Vracho, vracho.
No. It's not your Christmas song, but it's a great song.
The Greek. You know, speaking of songs, let's fade this song out. You know, what's this nonsense that they're saying we can't play that song, baby? It's cold outside.
Well, it actually is the first date rape song. You know, think about it.
Is it really, though?
It really is.
But how?
We keep saying, you know, she says, you know, I have to go home, have another drink.
Okay.
You know, it's snowing. My father will be pacing the floor. I mean, it's a little over the top.
But it's been all these years. All of a sudden now it's over the top?
Honey, everything you do now is over the top.
I can't take it.
I better tell you something. I did two television shows last week, and the first thing they said to me is, let's discuss this Me Too thing.
Okay.
I said, you know, what I used to consider flirting, they're now talking about is rape.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you can't kiss anybody. You can't. Nobody's getting pinched on the ass anymore whatever it is. I mean, I think a lot of these people set themselves up or nobody ever exposes.
It's getting out of control.
It's totally out of control.
No, it really is. You know, it's like we've become so sensitive. We're such a sensitive group of people.
Oh, my God. We're such pussies.
Where are the balls that we have? You know, this country used to have balls. Now everyone is so like...
You can't say anything.
No!
Everybody's so... I've never been a person that's been online racially or made snappy comments. But I have some friends of mine that are black that say things that if you heard what they were saying, you would be shocked.
You see? What do you think of this song? Playing it or not playing it?
I think it's fine.
Course you can play it. You need a little... What about Love to Love You Baby and all those other songs?
We listen to every song that's out here now in the market, like today's songs, you would never play these 50 years ago.
Oh, of course.
But let me ask you the question. Would you stay if it was cold outside?
Yes.
Depends who's asking, right?
You know, I wouldn't have been there if I didn't want to be there
to begin with.
You know, they say your first mistake's your worst mistake. You never go to somebody's house or hotel room or wherever. Boat or the boat. You
never go on a boat.
Boat.
My God, you could throw you off the boat. Right. You've been on many boats.
Me too, but you have to be careful. I mean, I'm telling you, I always look over my shoulder. I've been pretty lucky.
Well, you know what they say? The first time you're a victim, the second you're a volunteer.
I was neither a victim, but a few volunteers along the line.
I say play the song.
Play the song. Play that
I do too. And listen, if you don't know whose house you're at, then you shouldn't be there in the beginning.
Well, you think?
Hello. Well, oh. You know, with Tinder now, the swiping left and right and all this stuff. What were you going
to
say,
no,
Mom?
No, I was going to say, just listen to some of that music and what they're singing
what
right
your
now.
Niece plays
oh,
on the...
my heavens.
Your granddaughter, rather. My
granddaughter
niece.
Listens.
Well, you can listen to the Star Cruncher song. It tells you to have a good time and exercise.
And
then, you don't have to worry
there you
about
go.
No
That's
date
all you
rape
need.
Songs for us.
Right? No, I love it. Well, we got to wrap this show up. Nikki Haskell, I love that you're here.
I'm
I love
here.
That you're on Max and Friends.
I love you.
I adore you.
We're
going
to spend New Year's Eve together again?
We're coming here. Are you coming up?
I think so.
We're supposed to go to Spago, I think.
Yeah.
We might go to Spago.
Then you come afterwards. You come
then we will dance.
Soho House.
We're going to. Were you going to go dancing?
Well,
you have to, Mom.
I have
oh
to
yeah,
see
with
how...
Robert, he'll just
there.
Love
you go.
It.
We're nice. You know what? We're gonna have we should all have the Star Cruncher on New Year's Eve dancing.
You know, I wore him to cocktail parties. I wore it with my
why not
costume.
That's right. Listen, sell, Nikki
dance,
Haskell.
Dance,
right.
To the
I mean, the reality
Cruncher.
Is, you're here because you want to sell the product too.
Well, I'm here.
So
I
tell everyone
here.
How
anyway,
to get it.
The Star Cruncher is available on Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
get in shape.
And it's cheaper than the gym membership.
And the great thing about it is so many of us travel today and have so little time, you can just put it on and do it for 10
no
minutes.
No excuses.
There's no excuses.
No excuses.
You
and
can
it
lay
comes
down
in the
on
back.
Your, you can you lay
go.
Down on your bed and do it.
Yeah.
And you can do it
with
your friend.
Nobody really, it's set up that way, so you can do it against each other.
There you go. You and Basil Mom will have to
that's
use the Star
it.
Cruncher.
Now, we don't mention his name.
Oh, please. Mention his name. And if he tells you it's don't go, don't go.
Just remember, right? Baby, it's cold outside.
It is. And it is cold outside here in L.A. You know, everyone thinks like it's like, you know, what do they say? What's the song? When they're like California dreaming. Right, where it's like, you know, all the leaves are gone. It's like, no, come to California. The leaves are gone here, too.
But the weather, I mean, I was at a point in New York where if I thought to myself, if I have to stick these earmuffs on one more time, with one more, I was down to one red glove and one green glove. Had gloves in different pockets. I thought, I got to get out of here. This
you
is
see?
Too much. I'm over the top with it.
I love it here right now. Don't you, Mom?
Oh, it's great here.
Oh,
it's fun.
It.
The weather is perfect. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this show up.
We're going to go out and have a holiday drink.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? We should.
We are.
Let's go do it.
Let's go dance.
All right. Yeah. I got to be up tomorrow morning at like the... tomorrow, I'm working here. You know, Jessica's doing some shows tomorrow. Tune into Polish Woman at 1 o'clock on LA Talk Radio live stream. Nikki, you were on the show.
I want to be on it again with the Star
Cruncher. You know
I
what?
Had fun we'll have on the show. I had a good time.
It's
with
fun.
Her.
Yeah, it's
she's
fun.
She's adorable.
What tomorrow? Oh, I think tomorrow's a pretty deep show. I think it's the grieving during the holidays, which is a very
which
heavy
is
subject.
Really sad, you know, yeah. Because
it's Jessica's first year that her father passed a couple of months ago. So it's her first holiday without someone that she loved, you know, her father.
But listen, you know.
It's tough.
My father died when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
You have to get past it. You know
right.
what it is? And you can't. I mean, I know that this is a very bad time for you. People get depressed. They
yeah.
want to kill themselves. I don't kill yourself.
No.
It's so overrated.
So overrated. There
it
you
is.
Go.
I mean, I don't know what this whole kick is of people committing suicide.
Well,
you know, the smarter and richer you are, it seems to be the people that are committing suicide. You don't see poor people on the street committing suicide.
Right. No, that's
you
true.
You know, it's ridiculous. Get yeah, your life man. Together. Go,
yeah.
I mean,
well, that's
go,
what Nikki has to tell you.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
There you go. That's
pull
the,
it together.
Pull it together is what Nikki's telling you to do for this week, right?
That's right.
Mom, what do you want everyone to do this week?
What am I going to do?
No, what do you want our listeners
we
to do this week?
We know what you're going
to
do.
You're going to Star Cruncher. What do you want people? We got to wrap this up. So what do you want? Tell people something positive for the week ahead.
Oh, just enjoy shopping. Enjoy wrapping the gifts. Enjoy giving gifts.
And enjoy unwrapping the
gifts. You
know
something? We are so lucky to be here. We are so, be proud of who you are. Be thankful for what you have. There's so many people out there that have a lot less than you have. You cannot be selfish enough to even be concerned about yourself. Be concerned about other people.
That's right. Well, I love you all for tuning in. I've got a jet. Nikki Haskell, thank you for being here. Mom, I love that you're in the studio with me tonight.
Yay, me
and of
too.
Course, to Samara. How great was Samara?
Samara's
great. Wasn't she adorable?
I want everybody to get Star Cruncher.
Don't forget to get the Star Cruncher. All right. Wasn't Samara great?
She's adorable.
Adorable.
She was very sophisticated.
11 years old. New Yorker. She's a New Yorker. All right, y'all. Here's Saisha, Christmas Melody. I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. here on LATalkRadio.com.
We love
you. Tune in. Love the show. 10 years we're here. If you want to catch the archives, go to LATalkRadio.com/Max. Tune in the 30th of December. Nandaji is a great show, and I love you all for tuning in. And just, you know what? Your life is big. dream bigger.
Yeah, step out there.
Step out there.
And we are blessed.
And we are blessed.
We are blessed.
We're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field. Merry Christmas and to all a good night. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci.
Now the time is here for good friends and holiday cheer. Presents around the tree like wishes, hopes, and dreams.